There you go. Welcome to Hammer Down.
Down.
Number one sports gambling podcast coming out of the Pat McAfee Incorporated office. I am your host, Tone Diggs. I am joined by Bubba Gumpino.
Good day, Tony.
Pat will be in a second. And as always, on the line via FaceTime, our NFL expert of all football knowledge, Michael Lombardi. How are you doing today, Michael?
How
are you,
gentlemen, how are we ready to go? We ready to rock
and
roll?
I feel pretty good about this week.
I
think so. I mean, the only problem with that is normally when I feel pretty good about the week, it's good or it's bad. And then when I feel like it's impending doom, I actually have a decent week.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's usually the case with all of us. I mean, when we're unsure, you know, given this, sometimes you overthink this too much and you just got to go with it. But I think you got to wait until these injuries. I mean, like this Eagle game, Matt Pryor's, the guard's not playing. DeSean Jackson's not going to play again this week. You know, Baltimore's healthier. Tampa, they tell me they're as healthy as they've been all year. So a lot of these injuries play a factor in what we do.
Yeah, I just saw, like, for the Steelers, DeCastro's going to be out. Deontay Johnson's going to be out. I saw for the Falcons, Julio is not on the injury list, so he will be playing. The Browns, I believe.
He's out.
What's that?
Dalvin Cook is out.
Dalvin Cook is out. I saw the Browns have a couple of their safeties out and their right guard, who has been playing very, very, very well. So, yeah, your sheet that you sent us, the injuries has been a big thing that we have learned on this show that you absolutely have to look at.
You got to handicap it. Like, I'm telling you, the Arizona-Dallas game, my numbers say to take Arizona, and I think I'm going to take Dallas. I think Dallas is going to be one of my plays because I think Dallas is Arizona's secondary is really bad.
Yeah.
And I think Dallas will have a field day throwing the ball, and I think Zeke will run it. I think Chandler not being there really hurts them.
So I think that they'll finally let Zeke really eat, too.
Yeah.
Hey, so you're taking
– Dalvin Cook is out?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You got Madison. He's a formidable backup.
Son of a –
even though he didn't get that yard last week.
He ran for 120.
So you're thinking about – we're not going to do the picks till a little bit later, so hold your water here. But you're potentially thinking about the Red Rocket, Andy Dalton in his first start in Dallas?
Yeah, I am. I'm thinking that might be a good play. I think Dallas is the better team. I know Arizona's the favorite, but I think Arizona's a little bit of a paper tiger, especially defensively. I mean, they couldn't really – I mean, Detroit and Carolina stoned them defensively, and I don't know how much – I know Dallas thinks on defense, but I think Dallas will be able to rush the passer. I think they could take away some of the things that Arizona wants to do. I mean, Hopkins will get his catches, but I'm talking about – I don't think they can score 35. I don't think they'll score 30. I think the Cowboys will score points even with the red rifle.
That line is currently +1 at FanDuel for the Cowboys. They are home dogs. 52% of the tickets on the Cowboys with 65% of the money on the Cowboys. That is not one of the games that I will be taking this weekend.
I just bet them.
Love it.
Just bet them. It's not a game I'll be picking for this particular show, you know, because I don't want my record to go down.
Smart.
Because now that I know a pinky ring is potentially about to get involved. Oh. By the way, Lombardi, we got to mail you a pinky ring that you can't wear until you win or whatever, you know. But I like that Cowboys team.
Zeke. It's going to be all Zeke, I feel like.
And the under is probably going to hit. They're going to run the ball a lot. I assume they're going to keep potential.
I think so. That line has moved, too, hasn't it, Tone? I mean, the line moved from, what it was, one
three.
And a half, two, three down. I mean, there's a lot of – for a little bit of action, everybody seems to be betting Dallas, especially with it being not till Monday night. So, yeah, I like it.
Yeah, it started as Cowboys -3, and now they're +1.5, so – the public is not a big fan of it, so it's actually looking pretty good for us.
And the over-under is at 55.5. I assume that's going to be an under there. I might – hold on.
Do it!
I think I just talked myself into – that's going to be one of my picks, I think, is Cowboys +1. And then potentially might lean with the under there, too, because of the dominance of the ball being on the ground with Zeke. Now, Mike McCarthy is going to be Mike McCarthy at all times, but you have to feed Zeke at this point and – keep Kyler off the field. You have a couple stops. You get the ball back. Andy Dalton matriculate down the field. Feels like there's not going to be a lot of possessions. 55.5 feels like a lot.
Well, don't waste your Monday night pick on the Friday show. You know,
true. I didn't even know that was Monday Night Football.
Well, primetime favorites, 0-4 against the spread.
It's the late game. It's the late game. By the way, I believe the Cardinals started the season 4-0 to the under, if I'm correct or not. I don't know if you had that up, Mr. Nuke Gumpy, or not, but I feel like I saw that somewhere.
How much did I miss, by the way? Were you guys on for a little while?
No, we were just talking about life and stuff like that.
Did you see we talked to a kid named Chase Smith? Did you see this, Lombardi?
No. Uh-uh.
All right, so a kid came in here. His name's Chase Smith. He's 19 years old. He has been battling against Ewing's
sarcoma,
which is a form of child cancer, since he was 13 years old. He beat it 4 times. He's currently in his battle of a 5th time now at this point. They gave him 5 months to live, 5 months in, or 6 months ago, basically. He's a big fan of the show. He came in and chatted. I was just chatting with him outside. He's, when you meet somebody like that, you're like, oh, okay, this is an actual badass of a human right here, just battling, inspiring. Hey, I'm happy, I'm pumped up, ready to go. It has been a great day. Like, I don't, one of the, whenever you talk to somebody like that, it just puts life in perspective. Like, oh, this is how I should be more like this guy. So I'm happy we're talking about life in the show here on Hammered Down.
Well, yeah, I mean, Michael is full of life lessons on the Daily Coach, if you guys want to catch that. How about that for that plug?
Thank you very much, Tom. I appreciate it.
What is that, a life coach? Is that a life coach show?
Yeah, it's like a life coach thing. Yeah, that's what we try to do. So there's this book called The $1 Trillion Coach. It was about Bill Campbell, who really was a life coach for Steve Jobs, for Larry Ellison. And so Coach Ravlich and I just decided to write this newsletter, morning email every day as a life coach lesson.
Can we get on that email list, Mike?
Yeah, how do we get on an email list?
All you got to do is sign up for it. Tone's got it, right? Tone, you can spread the word to the company.
Tony's keeping secrets.
I mean, I mention it every episode.
Am I allowed to potentially write on it? Like, yeah, but I thought it was a podcast. I did not know it was like
You could write on it. We'll welcome you. Yeah, if you got something, we love it. We'd love to have you.
I don't know if you saw the Morning Brew newsletter. That thing just sold for 75 million.
Morning Brew newsletter. So, yeah, actually, they just sold for 75 million. We have we're over 20,000 of morning emails.
Let's go.
Yeah, so we're making some progress. We're getting there. We've been doing it for a year. I've written I write, Coach Rav writes, a couple other people write every day. So we've been doing good. It's really the greatest. When you write something every day, it kind of helps your mind. You think clearer. It really does.
And it's motivational stuff, informative stuff, stat-based.
Yeah, we wrote about the next man up theory, right? So, you know, Dak Prescott's out. How do you handle the next man up? When I talked about this general in Vietnam who basically knew, he's a lieutenant colonel in Vietnam, he knew that people were going to die and people in his army were going to die. So he had to train, everybody had to train 2 levels up. It's a hard thing to talk about because you're training and you know that the person you're training to take his job is probably going to die. That's how bad it was over there. But he had to install something. And so Andy Dalton has been trained to be the starter for so long. We're acting like he's never played before, you know? And yet he's won games for Marvin Lewis. He's played. They won't be as good as they were with Dak, but they'll still be effective. Next man up. That's what we wrote about.
I have a question for you, Paizan. With Andy Dalton winning at Cincinnati, I've had a chance to chat with some people who maybe coached over there or something like that. The coaches were also the scouts over there. Cincinnati didn't even have like a full scouting department, personnel department, anything like that. It was like the coaches were also side-jobbing as the scouts. And how big of a disadvantage is that in the NFL?
Well, on one hand, you know, they got to pick their own players. On the other hand, they were exhausted. You know, so when you walk into Cincinnati, you truly walk into 1960. You whatever year you leave, it's the Twilight Zone. You basically, the only thing missing is Rod Serling's voice saying, you have now entered the Twilight Zone, because you're going back in time. And Mike Brown's frugal. I wouldn't call him cheap, but he doesn't want to have a bunch of people, scouts running. He's not going to pay for excess. So he's got the coaches. It's what Paul Brown, his father, did. And that's what Coach Walsh, when I was at the 49ers, we basically practiced the Paul Brown methodology of how to run an organization. Coaches did a lot of the scouting. We had a scouting department, but coaches did a lot. And it all went through one head coach. So, yeah, it's a hard thing. But I think what you would find from talking to people about Dalton, Dalton's got a little bit of Hoyer in him, too, now. I call Andy Dalton the 2020 player. He's good from 120 to the next 20. When he gets that ball inside the 20, then you got to be really careful with him.
I thought you were thinking, like, pandemic is 2020. I get it, but it was the yardage. Yeah.
Well, they should just probably, you know, hand it to Zeke, do a little bit of play action in the red zone. Let's keep it simple.
I love Andy Dalton.
What do you think about McCarthy as a coach?
You know, I call Mike. I like Mike. I think Mike's a tough guy. I think when he's doing in Dallas, he reminds me of Malone from The Untouchables. He's walking a beat. You know, you know, it's like he's got that big sheet in his hand and he's just walking around. I want him to be more of a coach. I want him to take it a little bit away from Kellen Moore and say, look, this is what we're going to do, Kellen. This is how we got to do it. I want a Super Bowl, you know, and I wish he would inject more of his personality on the team.
Tough guy, Pittsburgh.
I mean, yeah, I would inject that a personality too. All right, let's get to some of the games we didn't talk about yesterday. Speaking of the Bengals, they are at the Colts. Colts are minus -8. Do you like a side? Do you have a lean in this game? What are your thoughts on this game, Mike?
I do. As you can see by my sheet that I sent you, I think it's – I had it as a nine, almost a nine-point game. Uh-huh. The line sliding down away from it. It's at there is some 7.5s out there. There's 8s. I think it moved a little bit. The Colts seem to be healthier than they've been. You know, one thing we do know, DJ Reader is out for the Bengals, and he was the glue to their run defense. And I think if you're going to bet the Colts here, and I probably am not going to recommend this as one of my picks, but I like it, is if you're going to bet the Colts here, you know they got to run the football. You know that they're going to make Phillip Rivers look as good as they can make him look this weekend. And they're going to run the ball. They're going to do the things that they have to do against this team because they need to restore their confidence a little bit too.
True.
That's the politics in football that you always talk about. And if Reich wants to keep Rivers as the quarterback, and I'm sure he does because he probably vouched for him to come in there, they are going to try to do their best to make Rivers look as best as he could this week.
No doubt. No doubt. And I don't care where the money's moving here. I think this game has the potential that Indy's going to take it over because that offensive line for Cincinnati, and I love Joe Burrow, but this is going to be week 6 that he's gotten the shit beat out of him.
Yeah.
Colts. Just absolute ass beating, too. Like, it is. And they say he likes
it. He can only take so many of those blows, right?
And still maintain, like, confident and poised in the pocket. I think that is where it gets you whenever you start just, like, quick-handed. It almost felt like Carson Wentz was earlier in the season, by the way.
After you get done playing Baltimore, you're beat up. Don't make any mistake about it. When you're done playing Baltimore, you're beat up.
Colts very much a part of a teaser. 7 points down to -1.
Yeah, I have a teaser for you, Gump.
Lay
it on us, pal.
I got what I call it the Florida Heat teaser.
Oh, I knew it.
Yeah, you like
it. Go that. For it.
You think they're going
to
crumble.
I'd like to take the Bucks and take them up to a touchdown.
Okay.
I'd like to take the Miami Dolphins down to a field goal.
I like this.
Right?
Yep.
And I'd like to take the Jacksonville Jaguars up to a I get 10?
Yeah, they're +3 right now. The more I look at that Jags game, man. I love home puppies.
All right, I just put together a pretty expensive teaser here.
On that?
No, I do like the Florida one. I'm going to ride with the Florida one because you have laid out compelling evidence of a fourth quarter potential meltdown for anybody. And the fact that you worry about it as much as you do, as a player, I never even thought about it. Like, yeah, guys will be in shape, and I don't have to run, by the way. So it's like, I'll be okay. But how long you've been around football, the fact that you believe in this Florida thing is rather important, I think.
I believe in it. Like, if you're playing down there in September, it's a factor, but you at least have practiced in heat and humidity in the north. But when you leave, like today, I'm in New Jersey. It's cold. It's rainy. It's 55.
Yeah.
You know, the Jets are going to go down there, and they're going to walk into an 85-degree stadium with heat and humidity. And by the third quarter, their tongue's going to be hanging out of their mouth. I mean, you know, I talked to somebody on the Bucs team this week, and he's like, it's going to be really hot. It's going to be really hot. Like, they were excited about it's going to be really hot. Like, they know it. And so, like, a team like Detroit, we saw Detroit melt last year out in Arizona. We see teams go, like – I think the Chargers, who I was on them on that bet, that when they pushed on the Bucks, they melted in that fourth quarter.
It might even live bet if the Jags go down early to the Lions. That's a great spot.
Oh yeah, because the odds will be beautiful at that point.
And then Michael, I mean, a team that you were with for a while, the Patriots, their only kryptonite was going down to the Dolphins.
We opened up down there in 14. We got we were up 23-6 or at the half. We were dominating the game, and they beat us in the fourth quarter. We were done. We had nothing left. I mean, you couldn't IV the players. We were done. Remember the year Miami beat somebody down there? Remember when the Bears were really good? Trubisky's like second year. The Bears were hot. They went down there and got their asses handed to them. And you could just see the Bears were moving in slow motion. Mm-hmm. You can't prepare for the heat because – You can't run sprints. It just zaps you.
Is that cheating? I mean, should they not have to have a dome down there, 70 degrees?
They did it to the Seahawks, too, the year they won the Super Bowl as well, Mike.
Yeah, I mean, it's a factor, and nobody really plays it. Nobody looks at it as much. Like, it's truly a home field. Tampa's going to have a home field against Green Bay. They're not really used to. Green Bay's probably went in the bubble today because it rained up in Wisconsin. Maybe they turned the heat up. But you can turn the heat up in a bubble, and you still can't get that humidity that just drives you crazy.
Okay, so we talked about the Patriots a little bit right there. What do you think about the Broncos going to the Patriots this weekend? It's a large line, -9.5. Do you think the Broncos will be able to get enough stops is my theory and is my question in that game?
Well, I mean, the Patriots, they were off Wednesday. They practiced Thursday, and then they were supposed to practice today, and they got it canceled.
Yep.
So they've had one day of practice since they played against Kansas City. Now, it worked great for Tennessee, but I think this is a problem. I mean, one thing I've learned about Denver, they usually keep the game a lot closer than you think. Mm-hmm. I do. I think New England wins the game. I'm not going to play it, obviously, because my son's there. But I would worry about I think they keep this game closer. I actually, you could see on my sheet, I mean, the numbers on New England says it should be a 4-point game. It's a 10-point game. I don't know how that is.
Yeah, we're experimenting with a theory in this office that if you've had positive COVID tests on your team, that you may actually make your team better.
Yeah, side effect of COVID, getting better at football. Titans proved it.
Yeah, and you rest your legs. You should be really
1,000%.
Fresh. 1,000%. Yeah, but Denver's fresh too, though.
Yeah, they're 8-2, their last 10, coming off a bye.
Hey, will you tell your son to tell Bill to tell the team to tighten up there? Why is so much COVID coming into Foxborough?
I have no idea. And they are, I mean, and Bill's like, he'll say, I'm not a doctor, but then the next sentence that comes out of his mouth is very doctor-like. I'm sure he's working his ass off to try to figure it out.
None in Tampa either, Mike. Was it just Tom Brady?
Was he the one kind of holding it together up there?
You know, what the COVID?
No, we're just saying like the entire organization.
Tom was the glue? Or?
Tom is the glue that keeps the COVID out and also the guy that makes sure you don't get sacked in without timeouts when there's less than 7 seconds left and you're in scoring position.
God. Oh, God. So bad. Oh, you could see that train wreck coming.
Good.
So, especially literally a day before it happened, you were like, oh, when Hoyer gets in the red zone, it's a problem. And then immediately he breaks all Patriot Way tradition and gets a sack in there and fucking blows it.
And to my wife, oh, my God, this is not going to be good. Oh, I know it. Oh, well, all right.
All right, Michael, we talked about the Ravens against the Bengals last week. This week, the Ravens go to the Eagles. The Eagles are +7.5 at home. You talked about how after you play the Ravens that you're beat up for Cincinnati this week going to the Colts. I believe after you play the Steelers, you're probably beat up a little bit too. How does that affect the Eagles this week playing the Ravens?
I mean, look at their injury report. The Matt Pryor, their other guards out. I mean, you know, DeSean Jackson's not going to play. Alshon Jeffrey's not going to play. Now, you know, DeCastro's not going to play. Fletcher Cox is back. But, you know, I think the Eagles are – I've been on them thinking they're going to buy. I lost to them when they played the Rams. Mm-hmm. I lost to them last week against the Steelers. I think this should – I mean, my numbers say that the Ravens should win it. I don't think the Ravens are playing great. But the Eagles have a lot of issues. You know, I lean towards Baltimore here.
Man, they made that Bengals offensive line that is obviously not great look bad last week. And the Eagles offensive line doesn't seem to be performing much better. That could be a real situation there. Last game that I want to talk about before we get to the picks, that's a game we haven't talked about yet, is the Sunday night football game, Rams at 49ers +3. Gumpy thinks this may be a trap line. Gumpy, do you get a reason for that or –
It just feels like it's the number's too low and it's too obvious to take the Rams.
Yeah.
Like watching the Niners against the Dolphins last week, they were atrocious.
And by the way, I was getting Chase's picks before I came in here.
Oh, nice.
Chase gave us locks. He said Rams, Niners. He likes the Rams, I think is what he said. And I was like, it feels like that is a setup, though. It's like the Italians know something. I don't know why. The 49ers, who knows who's going to be a quarterback? Who knows who's going to be a quarterback here? Nobody knows. And how is that only +3 at them? How is that only a 3-point? How is it, Lombardi?
I don't know, but I know this. There's two games that are like that. You know, I think the Carolina-Chicago game's like this one. Everybody's on Carolina. and Carolina's beat up Chicago. How can they keep playing good? Same thing with San Francisco. You know, I think San Francisco's the Rams are 4-0 against some bad competition. You know, and they lost to Buffalo. The Rams struggled to beat the Giants, and San Francisco easily handled the Giants. So, I mean, you know, I think everybody's playing it. I think if you look at line movement, if you look at the teams that are really that the money's flowing for, I'd say the 49ers and the Bears are those two teams.
And all the stats point Rams too. Road team in this matchup, 4-1 against the spread last five. Rams 3-0-1 against the spread last four versus NFC West. 6-2 against the spread their last eight as a road favorite. I tell you, it's tough not to take it, Mike.
Yeah.
All
it's
right.
It's hard. For me, when I write down on my sheet, the first three games I thought to consider. Detroit -3, Minnesota -3.5, and Indy -8.
All right.
And I thought the Rams at -3.
Okay. All right. With all this being said, we've heard everything the last two shows. We've got all the information. It's that time to make our picks. Before we do those picks, Gump, can you put up the – and by Gump, I mean Mitt, can you put up the current standings? Currently, Lombardi, you're at 7-8. I'm at 17-10. Pat, you're at 20-10. Gumpy, you're at 16-14. That means Pat at 20-10 has the
honors
on who he would like to pick first. So, as always, Pat, who would you like to pick first?
You know, I think I want Gumpy to go first so that everybody could potentially benefit from some Gumpy nukes here. Because I have been on the receiving end of both Gumpy nukes and Lombardi's big brain. And it's a good place to be. That's why it's good to be king or whatever. But I think everybody on this Feel Good Friday should benefit from some Gumpy news.
Okay, Gumpy, what are your picks, buddy?
So I have two money line plays this week. And the reasoning for this is favorites of -2.5 or less are 3-9 against the spread this year. So I'm going Panthers money line.
Okay.
3-0 against the spread their last three. 5-2 against the spread their last seven games following a straight up win. And the Bears just aren't that great on the road. And then I'm going against you a bit here, Mike, but I'm taking Packers money line. I just think Rodgers is rolling right now. Packers Bucks 1-3-1 against the spread. Their last five is a dog. And then I'm taking the Titans. They look great the other night. I don't see any reason why they don't beat the Texans by more than 3.5.
Wow. Wow.
And
you're getting that at 3.5 now? I mean, I'm looking at it staring right in my face at 3.5.
Titans Texans.
Yeah, I was gonna call him out, but he was absolutely correct on what he just said. So
I was very confused on what you did because I was staring at the same thing.
I was looking at Vikings Falcons.
I was
looking
at
Vikings Falcons. That's on me.
Nice one.
Go.
And I'm taking the Steelers -3.5. The Brownies just aren't good in Pittsburgh. 18-39-1 against the spread their last 58 games as a dog. 7-23-2 against the spread versus a team with a winning record. 1-7 against the spread their last eight road games. And 0-4 against the spread their last four versus the AFC North. And the Pittsburgh Steelers in October, their last 78 games, 51-25-2 against the spread.
Quite a sample size there, my friend.
Hammer.
Sample size.
That was great. That was a lot of fun there. I really enjoyed that.
All right, so you got Panthers money line and Packers money line, which we will allow both of those because they're less than a point or point and a half. It's whatever.
Thank you, Tony.
Titans -3.5, Steelers -3.5.
You got it,
Is that correct?
Yep.
All right, Pat, who do you want next?
Paizan Lombardi.
Mr. Lombardi, go ahead.
Oh, sorry.
Sorry.
I like Pittsburgh a lot. I think Pittsburgh's healthier. I think Cleveland's beat up. I think it's hard to run the ball on Pittsburgh. I think it'll be a scoring game. I think you can move the ball on the Browns' secondary. I think Big Ben played well last week. I like Pittsburgh. I'll lay the 3.5. I like the Bucks. I don't know if I get a point or I don't. I like the Bucks. And then I also like the Cowboys. So that's a Monday game. So those are the three that I'm going with.
Oh, congratulations on those three picks, Bison.
Yeah, you do get the plus one with the Bucks there, my friend.
There you go. Thank you.
Tony, I'm also taking the Vikings -4.5.
Oh.
Okay. Pat, me or you, buddy?
I can go. You're the host.
Okay.
I'm going Pittsburgh Steelers as well.
Probably.
Okay. So not always good that we're always on the same thing, but also could be very good that we're all on the same thing. I mean,
it's worked before.
By the way, initial belief too, not just like you guys had talked me into being on the team. So initial belief, leader in clubhouse is on board. I like the Vikings. I like the Vikings a lot. I like that Vikings -4.5 or whatever. Big fan of the Titans -3.5. I like that. I also have a 6-team teaser.
Okay. You can just say that out loud. I'm not going to put it on as your,
Yeah, well, I think we should think about it. Okay. Colts -2.
Okay. Like it.
Ravens -2.5 against Eagles.
Yep, good line.
Vikings +1.5 against the Falcons. Steelers +2.5 against the Browns. Patriots -3 against the Broncos. Rams +3 against San Francisco 49ers +500 odds.
That sounds good to me.
It feels very good to me as well. So I like that. Those are my selections for the week.
And so you got Steelers, Vikings, Titans, and then the 6-team teaser.
Yep.
All right.
I feel so good, by the way. We're going to have a great weekend. The table over here.
All right. I agree with you guys on Minnesota -4.5.
Okay. Here we go. All right. We're all in.
Julio's playing in that game, and Dalvin Cook is out. So not – we're fine. Baltimore -7. What?
What was that about?
Why are you going to do that?
What? Yeah, we're riding a wave.
I feel better about myself if I dog my picks. Like, I feel better about it. Okay.
Yeah, but we don't. So, like,
Baltimore -7.5. Don't like that hook, but still going to take it.
Okay.
Houston +3.5. Call me an idiot. I'm a believer.
Whatever you want to do.
You get rid of that. I just feel good. And then my last pick, it's a risky one. It's kind of like the Bengals last week. It's Denver +9. Thank you very much.
Oh, nice pick.
Thank you.
Can't wait to talk Monday. I got to do this other radio show up in New England and hear them cry. So I'll let you guys go. It's always my pleasure. Hopefully the numbers work out. We'll see.
Let's get some winners this week.
Good luck, Michael. Have fun.
Good luck. Thank you, guys.
Tell the guys we said hi.
Hey, tell them enough with the COVID. Okay.
If all the other boys would come in for their Survivor picks, please.
Oh, yeah. Who's going to win the pinky ring off of Nick's pinky? By the way, not 100% sure Nick's here.
No, he's not. He gave me his pick already. He's taking the Ravens -6.5 because of the +1 Survivor.
Mm.
Mansouri also not here. He is taking the Packers at a pick 'em. Who do you guys like this week?
Guppy, go ahead.
I am taking the Chiefs.
Oh, wow.
What are they? To -3.
Chiefs -3. Ty, you got a pick this week, or what's up, pal?
Yeah, give me the Steelers -2.5.
Okay, that's Philadelphia Eagles. That
Steelers -2.5.
Was that Philly there?
Maybe a little bit.
But. No surprise. Zito is taking the Bears.
Bear Don!
There he is. There he is. Jay, you back there, buddy?
Yeah.
Yeah, you got?
Vikings.
Okay, Vikings. -3.5.
That feels like a good pick here.
Mitt, what do you got, buddy?
We're going to go against what Lombardi was saying, actually, and I'm going with the Bengals, and I'm hoping I can get the +9.
+9, there you go, buddy.
That's what it's at.
Hey, way to get that. Hey, way to get through that there, Mitt.
Just you and I, Pat.
How many points am I getting, Tom?
The Bears, I believe they were +1. So you'll be getting +2.5, see?
Don't need it.
Okay. Oh, he just say he doesn't want it? You don't want it? He doesn't want it.
Yeah, it's your funeral, pal.
You want it or no?
I don't want it.
Yes. Yes. I hope it happens so bad.
Teddy's dealing. Teddy's dealing right now,
I hope
dude.
That happens.
Do you want to hear my first? Or you? I'm going Baltimore -6.5.
I'm going Steelers.
Okay.
-2.5, right?
Yep.
Yeah, that's great. That's a good number right there.
This Panthers Bears game, I am very intrigued about.
Me too, that's why I stayed
away. I want to see Teddy against a really good D.
Yeah, and I want to see what Nick Foles does, right? I mean, we all kind of want to see what
we all kind of see what that looks like.
Yeah, if you're a Bears fan, you have to know that just because you're winning ugly, who cares? You're still winning.
You're still winning.
Didn't you take Panthers money line?
Yes, sir.
That was an interesting move, but I heard Lombardi question it, by the way. He was like, I don't know if I get a pointer from a lot of these.
That was the Packers one.
Yeah, he took two money lines.
Yeah, but
took two money lines.
What I'm saying is he was talking shit on you whenever he said that.
That's fine.
I just want to make sure you know that. I mean, down in America.
I mean, seriously? Yep.
Yeah, seriously?
Just fucking money line gumps here?
Seriously?
I thought we play. That's no fun, just money line. Here we go.
I gave him the break because the line is -1. But like
it's the same,
odds. Maybe from here on out, like, let's respect the line.
It's the same odds.
Let's respect the line. Tell them to respect the line.
Against the spread.
Respect the game. Respect the show. Respect gambling.
Trouble within the table.
No. I think he kind of went off on his own little island here today in the table.
All right, to recap, I have Denver plus the 9, Houston plus the 3.5, Baltimore minus 7.5, Minnesota minus 4.5. Lombardi's got the Steelers minus 3.5, the Bucks plus 1, and the Cowboys plus 1, I believe. Cowboys plus 1. Pat has the Steelers.
Bingo.
The Vikings.
Yep.
The Titans.
Bingo.
And a six-team teaser.
That's right. And I expect them all to hit. And
they probably will.
And I expect them all
to hit. They probably will.
That plus 500 tees, by the way. Not a bad thing.
By the way, you are going to be attacked by a few people. Don't listen to them. We don't subscribe to the rule.
What?
Gumpy has been attacked many, many times on the internet because if you take a team from minus 3 to plus 3, the internet gets all fucking pissed because you cross 0.
You can't cross 0.
You're not allowed to cross 0 on a teaser. You are. I mean, you are allowed. You are allowed, but
I did do it.
Fucking unwritten gambling rule.
Really? I did not know that. Am I breaking a code?
Listen, I've crossed it forward to win.
You're wasting a half a point, but in reality, if you win, you win. That's the point.
Listen, I've taken a team from minus 3 to plus 3 before, and it worked out, so fuck them.
Well, you told me, too. You told me that when you're taking tees, the only thing you're teasing is yourself.
That's also something they say. That's something they say.
I've had a lot of success with this tease.
We all have.
I've had a lot of success with it.
Just win, baby.
And then Gumpy's got the Panthers and Packers money line, Titans minus 3.5, Steelers minus 3.5, and the Vikings plus...
you didn't deserve that.
No, the Vikings are what? Minus 4.5.
But the show didn't deserve you to do that as your picks either.
Yeah, I mean, have some respect for the show, Gumpy.
And you put them at minus 1 if you want. I don't give a shit.
Oh, now we're doing money lines. Now we're doing spreads.
Go ahead, fill your boots, Tony.
Wow.
I don't know what that means, but I like it a lot. It's about time you bring some fucking Canada to the show.
Yeah, bingo, dude. What's some sales, bro?
What's some sales? If you need any footy picks this week, Gumpy will be tweeting those out.
Lots.
That's
lots.
AFL?
No.
Soccer.
Soccer footy.
Oh, okay.
Domestic leagues are back.
AFL semifinal game tomorrow, Geelong and Brisbane. I don't have a pick for that because it's my team, so.
Really? You... I think that should count towards his record.
Yeah, it should.
It should count towards your record.
What?
Yeah.
You're picking the Cats?
I have to pick the Cats.
There you go.
There you go. You picked the Cats. Put it on the list.
No money line either. What's the spread on that?
What the sales, baby? I don't know. Probably 48.5.
No. It's a money line bet. This is a money line bet, right? That's what it is.
It's 1,000. I'll find it right now. Geelong is the dog.
Yeah, but we're talking money line here. We're not,
yeah,
right? Because it's a money line.
Yeah, they're the dog on the money line. They're plus 106. I'll take them.
Still, oh, they're dogs.
There are dogs. Brisbane's minus 128.
Oh, wow. Jesus Christ. That would stink if that hurt your record.
Wet the sails, boy. 4:40 tomorrow morning.
Good
can't
luck
wait.
Out there.
We can't thank you enough for listening. It really warms our hearts. It really does. We love you guys.
Yeah, we do.
And you have a good weekend, and you bet nice, and we wish you good luck.
Get wild, but not too wild.
Bet big, but not too big, okay? Don't lose your house.
Okay, be smart. Somebody showed up in my comments and said that, you know, they bet their mortgage on blah, blah, blah. And I was
don't
like,
do that.
I was like, don't do that. And they were like, no, I legitimately did. I'm like, bad idea. Don't do that. Don't ruin gambling for us because you have to do stuff.
Bet
like
as
that.
Much as you're willing to lose.
Bingo. Bingo. Unless you're following the hammer.
Yeah, unless you're following the hammer. Which, odds boost this weekend for you is Steelers minus 3.5, correct?
Yeah, I'm not sure if it's up yet, but.
It
yeah,
will be.
It will be.
FanDuel Sportsbook. Go check it out there. Have fun. Have a good weekend. Good luck. Hammer. Don.